The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Every month. Now, there's not a single person here that probably could not do that and do it with relative ease. I mean, that's in one sitting, just a couple. Well, what might happen if you spaced them out and ate more? Maybe the benefits would be better. We don't know. But in this specific study, Jared's going to talk.
You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started. When you think about eating nuts, what are the nuts that you think about commonly? What's the first thing that pops into your mind when I say, we're going to go and get some nuts and we're just going to have a little snack?
Probably peanuts. That's the first thing.
Peanuts. Maybe pecans if you're fancy. What else do you think?
Well, like the mixed nuts, you have the cashews.
Maybe cashews.
Now, sometimes they even have Brazil nuts in them. And that little Planters mixed.
You know, we used to eat those when I was young. I totally forgot they had Brazil nuts in there. There was such a long period of our life that we never, ever thought of Brazil nuts. You know, there are a lot of different nuts that get left in the dust. I mean, you think about macadamia nuts. We don't eat those either. So we really want to be sure we're getting a variety of food. And what we're sharing today is really important for you to understand because we're just going to talk about one type of nut within that category. Now, some people are afraid of eating nuts and they think if you eat too many, you're going to gain weight and all those things. And we're going to have an episode about that coming up. So you're going to want to stick around and listen to some upcoming episodes. But today we're talking about one particular thing that Brazil nuts can do for you. And odds are you probably don't eat them because most people don't. It's not something they typically enjoy on a regular basis, but they're incredible for you. They're really important for certain nutrients that it's harder to get elsewhere, like selenium.
Selenium's a good one. They're actually a very good source of selenium. And it has other beneficial effects, like with your thyroid gland. We all know of iodine, but selenium's extremely important because it's actually used to help convert your thyroid hormone into its active form. So if you don't have it, you could end up with low thyroid.
So you really should eat some Brazil nuts. They're delicious, too. It's just something new and different you can add in. But today we're talking about one specific reason why. And it's probably something you've never heard of.
It's probably going to blow your mind because I know when we learned this, it blew our minds.
It did. And this is something that has affected us in the past with the way we've eaten and grown up. And it's high cholesterol. And we somehow have bought into the belief that having high cholesterol is just genetic. And if you have it, you know, maybe you just have the genetic kind. You know, some doctors are known to use that lingo. Oh, well, this is the genetic kind of high cholesterol. Well, the truth is that studies show that many times cholesterol can be lowered naturally. And today we're talking about one of the easiest ways that you could possibly lower it naturally. And I'm going to put out there that this is going to be worth a try for you because it's delicious. It's really simple to do. There are no negative side effects at all. And you've got nothing to lose to try it. So we're talking about eating Brazil nuts. Now, we recently saw a study about Brazil nuts, and it showed that just eating a few Brazil nuts, and we'll get into that, but just eating a few Brazil nuts every month. Are you listening to me? A few Brazil nuts every month. Now, there's not a single person here that probably could not do that and do it with relative ease. I mean, that's in one sitting, just a couple. Well, what might happen if you spaced them out and ate more? Maybe the benefits would be better. We don't know. But in this specific study, Jared's going to talk a little bit more about what happened with that.
Well, they took 10 people, 10 men and women, and gave them 4 Brazil nuts. Mm-hmm. They actually had done a few, like 1, 2, 4, 8, and they found that with just 4 Brazil nuts, that within 9 hours, their cholesterol levels dropped 20 points.
That's huge.
And that was faster than what even the typical cholesterol medications, like the statin medications, could do. It would take them about 4 days. Mm-hmm. But they continued to monitor these people and monitor their cholesterol levels. And it didn't just last a day or two. It didn't just last a week. It actually lasted an entire month.
But that was 4 Brazil nuts a day, right?
No, it was just 4 Brazil nuts that one time.
Once a month.
Just once a month.
4 Brazil nuts.
That's right.
Now, I want you to listen to this. Jared and I are big into research. But this was only 10 people, so we're going to be honest with you. That's not a really great sample size for a really reliable study to be able to say, do it, it's definitely going to work. But again, I'm saying, so what do you have to lose? I mean, you're probably not hearing about this other places, and we really need to hear about these things. I mean, if there's a possibility, if I've got high cholesterol, and there's a possibility that eating 4 Brazil nuts a month could lower my cholesterol, as well as one of the top known medications for cholesterol that has a ton of side effects, can cause tremendous problems for your health, why would I not try it? Now, are we saying stop your statin, stop your cholesterol medication and try this? No, we're saying add it in on top of it and just see what happens.
And
right?
If it goes down, then you can talk with your provider about possibly lowering your medication dosages or coming off of them altogether.
Right. And so this is one thing you can try. I just want you to think about that for a minute. This is one thing that a study has shown that can actually improve your cholesterol. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Now, what if you started adding in one more thing and one more thing and one more thing? And these are all the things we want to teach you and show you that you can do, because your body was made, it was created to be fueled on plants. And the less plants you eat, the more health struggles you're going to have, and the harder it's going to be for you to reach your goals. And Jared and I are all about helping busy women to be able to just embrace a whole food plant-based life you love, so that you can heal and get out there and do all the things that you want to do to reach the goals that you have for your life. Because you have a purpose in your life, and we want to see that become reality for you. There's no reason for you to just sit there and dream about it any longer when there are things that are this simple that you can try. And you know what? The truth of the matter is, everything that they find in research is probably not going to work for everybody, because up to this point, your body's gone through different things. It's been exposed to different things, to different toxins, to different beneficial things. So your makeup is going to be a little bit different from somebody else's. Try it. If it doesn't work for you, you can move on and try something else. There are a ton of natural things that you can try, especially with the food that you're putting in your body, because you've probably heard before, food is medicine. And I cannot tell you how true this is. When you start looking into research and you start digging like we've done, because Jared and I are not just about sharing with you our experiences of what's worked for us or what's worked for our clients. We can share a lot of that, and we do. But this is the thing. The research is really important to be able to back these things up. And there is a bunch of it out there, and it's been there for a long time, and more of it's coming out. But you've got to know that as a whole, doctors and nurses are not being trained in this. Thankfully, it's slowly starting to shift.
It's starting to turn around.
But in the meantime, a lot of people don't know this information, even in the medical community. But we're taking time to dig in the research to get these things to you so that you know there's hope beyond you just walking into the office of your medical provider and them saying to you, you know, what can I, you just want to know, what can I do? And instead of just getting medication, again, we are not against medication, but we want you to know there are other things that you can do. And many times you're not getting that there, and you're sitting there and you're walking away feeling like all you can do is try to find the answer, find the diagnosis so that you can find the right medicine. And then, but with that come other problems and other issues. So why not look for the natural things and find those natural things that you can try? And there are tons of them, and they're backed by research. And we're not talking just 10 people. I mean, today we're sharing something that worked for 10 people, but 10. There are research studies that have been done on things with food and nutrition that we share on a regular basis with our clients and with you listening to the podcast that can have hold the possibility of changing your life.
When some of these studies have tens of thousands of people in them, so the validity is there. It's huge. It's well documented. So like in the case with you were mentioning earlier that with there only being 10 people in this, yes, it would be great for there to be more research to be done. Mm-hmm. For me, just out of curiosity of, well, if you ate 4 Brazil nuts once a week, was there more of a drop? We don't know because we haven't seen that study yet. But like you said, what do you have to lose? I mean, unless you're allergic to Brazil nuts, absolutely nothing. I mean, right. Just have them where they're part of a dish that you have, or just eat them by themselves. They're actually mm-hmm. quite delicious. And you eat 4 a month.
Or go back and listen to our nut milk recipe
episode. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Our nut milk recipe episode. And do you remember which one it is?
Oh, it's number 5.
Okay, number 5. So go back and listen to number 5. And all you have to do is throw 4 Brazil nuts or make it 5. Or if you're splitting it with somebody, make it 8, right? You're going to throw those in with some water, a little pinch of salt, and maybe a half date just to get a little bit of sweetness like milk normally would have. You're going to have the best nut milk, but it has to be a high-speed blender or you're going to have to strain it through a strainer. Preferably high-speed blender because you get to keep all that good fiber in there. That's a very simple way. You can make Brazil nut milk. It's amazing. You're not going to buy that in the store. Where are you going to find Brazil nut milk? And it's going to
have never seen it.
No. And it's going to have all the fiber. It's going to taste amazing.
And the selenium.
And the selenium that you need. And who knows all the other nutrients that are in there. I mean, you can look it up and find what we know. But I'm not convinced we know every nutrient and everything.
I think there are many things that are still, as of yet, undiscovered.
Right. So get your Brazil nuts. That's something new that you can try if it's something that you don't eat on a regular basis. Now, how am I going to remember to do that amidst all the other health things that I want to do for myself? How are you going to do that? Well, this is a little tip or trick that we heard. And honestly, I don't remember who said it.
It was Dr. Michael Greger.
Was it Dr. Greger?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said, eat 4 on the 4th. So on the 4th of every month, eat your 4 Brazil nuts. That's easy. There you go. Take it to the bank and do it.
And the other tip I would say is actually buy them and put them in your pantry so that you see them and it acts as a visual reminder.
Well, that's a great point because we always teach people to have in your pantry what you want to eat. Have because you're going to eat what's there.
Eat what's there.
And you're not going to eat what's not there.
Exactly.
So get out the stuff that you don't want to eat because you're going to eat what's there, but also get the good stuff, the great stuff in there that you want to eat because you're going to eat what's there, right? It really seems simple, but when you do it, you won't believe how amazing it is. And you start getting results and your life starts to change. And if you're like us, your joint pain goes away. Your skin's not as oily. You don't have to wear deodorant hardly ever. I mean, that's another benefit of eating plant-based. It's amazing how much stink you lose. And I'm just being real here. I mean, that may seem kind of gross, but when you're on the other side of it, it's quite liberating. It's a wonderful thing. So if you're struggling with high cholesterol or you don't want to develop high cholesterol, I mean, that's a whole different angle.
Or you just want to go try another new delicious nut you've never tried before.
Then get your Brazil nuts. 4 on the 4th of every month. And hey, if you like them, have 4 every 4th day of the week. That's what I'd do. I'd say Wednesday. Every Wednesday, have 4 Brazil nuts. I mean, there you go. Enjoy it. Now, if you've heard that nuts are high calorie and you're worried about how they might affect your weight, be sure to tune in to the next episode because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. We hope you're having a great week. And if there's anything that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out at podcast@smarterhealthyliving.com. Have a great day, sunshine.